Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
Amazon is telling us not only now will you have an Alexa, but you'll actually use it. How many people in here have an Alexa and actually use it every single day?
Me. You do. I do. Mm-hmm.
For what?
Music?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alexa, play blah, 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 blah.
Now everybody's listening.
Activated. You could have said, oh, well, if they're already listening to The Burt Show, you don't need to tell her to play The Burt Show. Alexa, play The Burt Show.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. There we go. Now it's playing.
Yeah. What do you use it for?
Music, if I want to add things to my shopping list, things like that. Mostly my shopping list.
Wait, shopping on your Alexa is crazy.
Nah, you just tell her like what you want to add, and then she creates your grocery list as you go, so you don't have to make one when you go grocery shopping.
That would stress me out. I feel like I need to see it. You know how there are purchases that they're like big screen purchases and then small screen purchases? To me, that's a big screen purchase.
The Alexa grocery list?
Yes. I just don't trust Alexa.
She gets it right.
Conniving little witch. She's going to start adding stuff to my list. She's going to add Oreos. She's going to sabotage my bikini body.
This is coming from a different place, Abby.
This is fun if listeners have their Alexa with them. Mm-hmm. Alexa, find me some jicama. Find that. Do you use yours?
I do. We have multiple throughout the house. So I use it for speakers to tell people in other rooms, like if dinner is ready. I use it to play bedtime stories after we've read to our kids. They go to sleep listening to a story. Music, from time to time, Alexa really? Will be like, hey, we noticed that 3 months ago you ordered a fridge filter. Do you want a new one? And I'll say yes. I add stuff to the shopping list like Mo does. We have the one with the camera, so we FaceTime on it with my parents. So we really use it a lot, actually.
Okay. It's the best when you're in the shower and you need to change the song, but you can't because you're in the shower. So you'd be like, Alexa, change, blah, 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 blah.
Or when I'm lazy and don't want to actually type in something on Google, I'll ask her to do it for me.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. There was 1 year there where people tell me that I'm hard to shop for because if I want something general, I'll just go out and get it because I'm kind of spontaneous that way. I got like four Alexas 1 year. And used it for about 3 days, and I realized all I was doing was checking sports scores and the weather, and then I just put it away. But now Amazon is saying, hey, if you're putting that thing away and you're not using it, they are about to step up their game in March. They say the new Alexa, it's called Alexa Plus, is going to be able to order groceries, which I think it can do already now.
Can it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Book you an Uber. Text people, buy stuff on Amazon, snag concert tickets when they hit Ticketmaster. Also, it's going to be able to browse the internet and complete tasks for you. One example they're given is getting an appliance fixed. It'll be able to find a repair place, set up an appointment, and add it to your calendar all on their own.
I'm going to have Alexa run my Hinge. Alexa, ghost Jason.
It's going to do stuff like if you plan a family dinner, it might remind you that somebody in the family is allergic to gluten. So it's going to get that granular. It will tell you that if it knows you're going somewhere, it will automatically tell you it'll reroute you based on the traffic. So it's supposed to get more sophisticated here over next month.
That's great. I talk to Alexa as much as I talk to my lady when I'm home.
All right, today is follow-up Thursday. And in this case, we had some infidelity going on. But it wasn't sexual infidelity. It was food. Infoodelity.
There you go.
Waka waka.
All right, Brittany and her husband made a pact to eat healthier this year by cutting carbs and stopping late night snacking. And the pact was actually her husband's idea, and Brittany had been strictly following it. But then Brittany found evidence suggesting her husband was cheating with donuts, powdered sugar on his laptop. There were receipts for donuts, all that jazz. So then she confronted him about the donuts, but he claimed that they were for the office. So then Brittany reached out to test reached out to us to test if her husband would stay loyal to their diet pact when tempted with free carbs. So we switched things up with our own War of the Carbs, and Tommy created a fake email offering free pastries from Tommy's Doughy Delights. And within minutes, Brittany's husband fell for the trap. He loves a snack. And then he ordered glazed donuts to be delivered while Brittany was at work. We all thought that she should show up at the scheduled delivery time to bust her husband. So did she take our advice or not?
And the update reads, hey, everyone. First off, thank you for helping me catch my husband in his sugary affair. I promised I'd update you on what happened. So here goes. I took your advice about the rice cake donuts and showed up at her house right at noon. So I was out sick that day. Do you all remember what the rice cake donuts were?
Nope. I do not.
Was she going to like exchange the donuts for rice cake? So when she, when he opened up the donut box, it was rice cakes instead?
Gotcha.
Katie is saying yes.
Yes, yes. That's
you exactly. Guys were so right. Dan had actually left work early to intercept these supposed free donuts. The look on his face when he opened the door and saw me instead of the delivery person was priceless. I had put on my best delivery person smile and was holding this pink bakery box with Tommy's Doughy Delights written on it in marker. Thanks for the name inspiration. I even wore a baseball cap and I practiced saying, delivery for Dan, in a chipper voice. When he opened the door, I wish I had a camera. He went from excited to confused to absolute panic in about 2 seconds. I just stood there with this big smile saying, special delivery from Tommy's Doughy Delights. Someone ordered some gourmet glazed donuts. He tried playing it cool, saying, there must be some mistake, while simultaneously trying to block my view into the house, as if I don't live there. I just pushed past him and set the box down on the kitchen counter. Then I said, aren't you going to open your special delivery? I thought you'd be excited after rushing home from work to receive it. When he finally opened the box and saw the sad little rice cakes with holes cut out of them, he just deflated completely. That's when I pulled out the receipt printout you guys sent me showing his response to the fake email. The confession came tumbling out after that. He started going down the list of things he's been doing to hide this affair. We actually ended up laughing about it. We decided to adjust our health pact to include a reasonable cheat day once a week. No more sneaking around. We'll indulge together. So thanks again for help for your help exposing this donut affair. Dan sends his embarrassed regards and promises to be more honest about his carb cravings from now on. P.S. Tommy. Dan said your description of those pastry options in the email was food poetry and cruel and unusual punishment. He wants to know if there really is a Tommy's Doughy Delights anywhere.
This is the smart thing to do that nutritionists tell you to do anyway, is adjust your health plan so you can have some cheats in there. Because when you take everything off the table, all you can do is focus on that one thing.
100%.
And that's just sad. Nobody wants to eat sad.
It's a sad eating day. We can't have that.
The Burt Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.